This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Our celebrity news reporter, Brian, who joins us live from his New York backdrop. Good morning, Brizy.
Good morning, team. How are we going?
Well, thank you, Brizy. Many a nickname has been exchanged on Twitter today at Rise Up on Joy, so thank you for participating. But you've got some amazing news for us today.
I have. I'll kick it off with Belinda Carlisle. For all those Joy listeners who are big Belinda Carlisle fans, she's actually releasing an anthology, which is a massive 5-disc set.
I was thinking it's had something to do with Egypt and mummies and tombs.
So we're going to get 3 discs and 2 DVDs and a whole heap of other collectibles. So they're going to have a disc with all the singles and another disc with other extra tracks. And then the 3rd disc will be all these rarities plus a live in Tokyo where she performed in 2013, which is a 14-song performance. And also concluding some of like her biggest solo hits and also some songs from the Go-Go's era, if you want to rewind the tape a little bit.
Well, I don't think we were born then, Brizy. You might have to give us the heads up on that one.
No. And we've got a couple of DVDs, which will have a collection of 28 videos and also 13 performances on the BBC, which also includes like a press kit and some TV commercials. And it comes wrapped in a 12x12 photo book. So fans, big Belinda Carlisle fans, can rejoice. There's a big collectible item on the way on March the 17th.
I'm sure they'll be dancing in the summer rain on March the 17th, even though it's autumn.
Ba-dum-ching.
Imagine Adam Samuel there.
Now, one of my favourite artists who I got to see live in Leeds a few years ago, Robbie Williams, who just made a guest appearance in Australia a couple of days ago and said, "Hi, I'm here and I'm going back tomorrow." He's actually coming for a tour.
Yeah, he is. Well, he dropped in the other week and just left and promoting the new single, Shine My Shoes. That's out. Comes out on March 24th.
Sorry, what was the single called?
Shine My Shoes. Of
course. Absolutely. I wouldn't expect anything more or less.
And the new album, Swing Both Ways, also out, and a national tour announcement for September. So that's coming in Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney, performing at Rod Laver Arena. So I'm not sure why he didn't get the Etihad Stadium, but Rod Laver Arena has been booked for September. No dates for Adelaide yet. Speaking of Adelaide, Lady Gaga has also announced her world tour, so she's coming as well in August. She's going to kick it off in the USA in May and then goes over to Europe. And Perth will get the first date on the 20th of August. But no dates for Adelaide there. So it looks like Adelaide seems to be missing out. They've chopped liver by the looks of it.
Nothing happens in Adelaide except for things that happen in Adelaide.
Well, I was going to say, a few years ago in 2009 when I was a fan of the Pussycat Dolls, please don't repeat that, Brizy, but I remember the Pussycat Dolls had a supporting act named Lady Gaga, and it turns out that her 20-minute opening was actually better than the whole Pussycat Doll concert. So it's actually good to see her out and about and back here in Australia, actually.
You know, I always say, if you want to dress like Lady Gaga, you can do it in 3 steps. First, you go to IKEA. Second, you find something that doesn't belong on your head. And third, you place it on your head.
You'll find all these lesbians who are like about to get married with chairs on their head. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, so good to see her. She'll be back again. And look, never fear. Hopefully Adelaide will get something for either Robbie Williams or Lady Gaga, really. So, yes, that's big news for her.
Seems like the sand is running out on the hourglass for Channel 9. Days of Our Lives is moving over to channels.
Yeah, look, Channel 9 pulled the pin not so long ago, and it ended up on online on a Crackle where people could subscribe and watch it online. But it looks like Arena have picked it up for Foxtel, so those who are Days of Our Lives fans can actually switch over and watch it. April the 1st, it will be when it starts on Arena, and it looks like that from the 15th of April, they're actually going to be broadcasting express episodes. So as they go to air in America, they're going to be on air here in Australia. So live episodes for the first time ever for Days of Our Lives.
Wow. So they'll actually have cold tea because it takes it so long to make it on that show.
And those long stairs down the camera barrel. It is your baby. Stare. And Brizy, just quickly to wrap it up, what's happening with Bette Midler?
Yeah, Bette Midler. She is going to be performing for the very first time at the Oscars. She's never performed, never really asked. Be surprised how she hasn't performed The Rose or Wind Beneath My Wings. But, Oscar producers thrilled and have said that they're in for a moving evening. And there's no word on what she's going to be performing, but last year, Shirley Bassey absolutely wowed the audience, saluting the James Bond film series. But I'm thinking, mentioning the moving experience comment, that she may sing during the memoriam section of the show, which I think may be a tribute to the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. So that's one to watch as well.
Wow. Awesome, Brizzy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and filling us in on all the goss. We're going gaga for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Badum ching.
Check out theaussieword.com. Clearly you're rubbing off on me, Eddie.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.